I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A breakthrough meeting in the Arabian Peninsula came and went with hardly any notice. Here's what was significant. A delegation from the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom met for the first time ever with Saudi Arabia's so-called religious police. Now, in a country known for its persecution of Christians, this was a huge step. Pierre Hosni of Horizons International says it means things are changing.
We have been seeing a lot of Saudis that are committing their lives to the Lord in recent years, and just a high number of them are really open to the gospel to a degree that they don't even seem like Saudis. But they are definitely indicators of their country and the way that their country is going. So it's a very, very exciting time for the gospel in Saudi Arabia.
So praise God for this development, and please keep praying. Saudi Arabia ranks 12th on the Open Doors World Watch List for its persecution of Christians. And Tent Schools International is building a new type of tent. A prayer tent. Tent School's Dale Dielman says that the prayer tent is a virtual page where listeners and refugees alike can share their prayer requests.
We want to initiate this opportunity for people who are either working with us in a different country, who want to send in prayer requests about their particular school or their situation or their family, as well as people who are supporting our ministry.
Listeners like you can pray for people's everyday needs or for refugee children in the prayer tent. Whoever you pray for, Dielman says it's making a difference in their tent schools. Enter the prayer tent today through links at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.